Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. I'm happy, as always, to have Jean Adrian with me. Jean Adrian can be found at jeanadrian.com. Myself, you can find me at intuitivesoul.com. This is News for the Heart. We are going to get to the heart of what matters. We're going to talk about letting go. Letting go has been actually something that's been coming up a lot in the last little while, not only with me, but with my clients as well. I think that this is a topic that I have, been really adamant about for quite a long time, because it kind of goes against the law of attraction in some ways, not in all ways, but it just enough so that people need to understand their control type issues and why letting go is so important. Plus, letting go does not mean giving up, and it does not mean forgetting, but it's such a crucial piece in our development and our growth. I'm really excited to discuss this today. I'm glad that you've come to this lovely realization. So welcome, Jean.
Thank you, Lori. Yeah, I'm glad that I have too, because you're right. It is, letting go really is kind of counterintuitive to everything that we are taught with respect to the universal laws and conscious creation and all of that. And I have to kind of chuckle or sort of do a knowing smile, I suppose, because you and I were supposed to record this show several days ago, but I got a call at the last minute from my daughter saying that I needed to come to Florida one day early to take care of my 3-month-old granddaughter because the normal caregiver for Tuesday wasn't going to be available. And so I had to kind of dump on Lori at the last moment saying, I'm sorry, I can't record the show because I got to be driving. And part of that, I think, was because I was in preparation to receive a whole bunch of download about letting go and trust. And, this has been, it's like been every day this week in my face, in my own life, in the lives of my clients. And, it's really all about learning how to let go and let God, and then trust that God in the universe has our best interest at heart, and is going to take care of everything. Let's just dive into it, Lori.
Well, I mean, I think that's the big piece. Usually what we're trying to do is we're trying to control and manipulate things. Even, the law of attraction, there is something to the law of attraction for absolutely sure. I'm not gonna say it doesn't work, but there's so much more to it that we keep trying to control it like it's, this game that we know better than God, and we know what's best for us. And so we try to manipulate and control things so that they come together the way we want them, instead of, allowing things to happen. And that's when we get attached to certain things. And so that's why, and they talk about it in the law of attraction that you have to be able to let go, that you have to have non-attachment. But let's face it, when you're in the midst of trying to create something, especially if it has anything to do with your finances or it has to do with love, these topics that are really crucial to our own, I guess, our own identity, or what, things that seem to take on, something of their own value, instead of us, just being able to sort of let go, we're trying to manipulate things around. We're trying to make things happen. And I think,
which is the opposite of surrender.
Of course.
It's control. Control is the opposite of surrender.
And I think you've been starting to learn this even with your relationship stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, and I think that what so many of us think is that the opposite of control is out of control, and it's not.
No.
The opposite of control is surrender. And, it's really, you don't get a better metaphor than taking care of a 3-month-old child.
Ah.
because babies are the perfect example and metaphor for trust. I mean, when this baby is hungry, food appears. When her diaper's wet or dirty, it's changed almost immediately. And when she gets sleepy, there's somebody there to rock her gently to sleep. I mean, and that's the only time she ever fusses, is if she's hungry, her diaper's not right, or she's sleepy. Now, it's going to get different as she gets older, but right now she is in the complete state of trusting that the universe provides for her, and the universe does
Right.
always, you know, and that's really where I think each of us has to get back to, is that childlike innocence and knowing and trust that it's all okay. It's all in divine plan. It, whatever that plan is, you know, we're fine. We're right on path.
Right. And I think this is also when a lot of people begin to feel that they do need to control things, because there's a lot of times when parents aren't there. And so when you have that abandonment issue, or when things like that happen where, you know, your needs aren't being met, this is when, and then this is when we also identify what our definition of love is. So it's all so interconnected and interwoven, because so many people didn't have that as children or as infants or in the first 7 years of their lives, where they had to learn that, you know, crying, or having a temper tantrum, or, you know, other things would get you what you wanted. Or they learned the opposite, you know, don't say anything, be a good little girl, which a lot of people, depending on their age, were definitely taught.
Okay, I resemble that one.
So do I. And so, I mean, these are where these beliefs that we have to learn how to control things, or we won't get what we want. So it's really ironic, and it's also quite sad that this kind of happens. But when you don't get your basic needs met as a as an infant or as a young child, and we then skew our definition of what love means, because to us, when we come in, we are completely dependent on others. I mean, as infants, there's not many other animals in the animal kingdom that are so dependent on someone taking care of us. That they are for a certain period of time, but definitely humans for a much longer period of
Yeah,
time require.
absolutely.
And so that's where people have problems. But let's go back to letting go, because, you know, a lot of people, as I say, they get confused about surrender and letting go. They think that that means giving up. Now, to me, giving up has a whole other connotation to it. It's very negative. It's kind of like giving up on life, and that's kind of what people think. It's like their last straw. Okay, fine, I just give up. And that's different than letting go,
Well,
because
you may have to get to that point, you know.
absolutely. But giving up has a bit of a, it makes us think that we are, you know, giving up on life. We're at a place where we're, you know, just nothing's going our way. So we're really giving up on everything. And that's that, you know, that's a sad place. That's when you're getting depressed, and you're, you know, you're in a completely different state, and you're certainly not. Okay, there are times I know that when I've had the flu, and you know, I just kind of go, okay, you know, I think that's more of a surrender though, because I'm just saying, like, there's nothing I can do. I can't work. I can't worry. I just have to let go and just let whatever happens.
Let me offer you another word.
Yeah.
How about there's less charge on the word release, huh?
Definitely. And
Why don't we
surrender?
try using release?
Right. And I think surrender has this issue that you're completely defenseless.
Right, exactly. You think of the
Right?
white flag on the stick.
Right. And so people, you know, they'd like, I can't surrender. That would be giving up everything. But see, these are the things that we have to look at, different wordings and what they mean to us, so that we understand how we're reacting and responding to certain things.
Yeah, so today what I've been pondering is the three R's, and I'm not talking reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Good.
How about remember, release, and realization? So remember would go back to remembering how you lived in that childlike space of knowing that everything was going to be taken care of, and love and relax. That could be another one, relax. 4 hours. And remembering that, remembering that God in the universe does have our best interest at heart and will provide for us. And then release, letting go of the need, because need is one of those things that just really blows up conscious creation. And so letting go of the need and the attachment to how it's got to look and her how it has to be delivered,
Because that's when the surprises happen. Let's face it.
And then realization is like, wow, it just happened. Yeah, surprise. I got it. I got whatever it was. And it was exactly like the Rolling Stones say, sometimes you don't get what you want, but you do get what you need.
And that's also important to know. I mean, people have a lot of fear around, especially when it comes to finances. I think that that maybe has started to shift finally. I think people are less worrying about that, or maybe that's just me,
Oh,
but
maybe, maybe not.
I guess it depends on who it is.
I was hung up in, last week I went into this fear place about money. And, when you go into that fear place, it starts this downhill spiral into the abyss.
It does,
Because it
definitely.
just makes everything stop on a dime. And I got down to this place where my bank account was precipitously low. And I was really wondering, number one, how I was going to be able to pay for the gas to drive to Florida this coming week. And was I going to actually have enough money in my bank account to cover all of the stuff that auto drafts out of my account the first of the month? And I was freaking out. And I wallowed in that abyss for about 2 days. And then I started really working on myself and trying to clear away what was going on. And what I finally figured out was that there was a lot of that stuff going on in mass consciousness. And I had allowed my boundaries to be permeated by mass consciousness. And I try really hard not to do that. It really, I know better than to go in fear. I mean, I know who is my source and where the stuff comes from. And so when I get so pulled off my direction, and you could appreciate this one, Lori. I really went into this place that the dark side was using people and situations to throw me into fear,
You know, it's a really good point to bring up because we've had some really strange astrological events that have been going on that really have impacted us. And it's like we are finally coming to that end of all of the retrogrades. It's like we're not going to have any more until like October, which is just a Mercury. At least all of the outer and inner planets are going to be pretty much, I think the only one is maybe Chiron that just went into retrograde. But like everything's coming out of retrograde. Uranus was out a bit ago, I believe. Jupiter's out. Mars came out. Venus came out. Like all the things that were kind of imploding on us at the beginning of the year, we're now starting to just it is releasing. And I think maybe that was the last little piece that you needed to realize. But we do need to understand that sometimes things do impact us, and we're not conscious of where it's coming from or what it is all about. But we definitely need to be, really looking at our own stuff to say, hey, is this anxiety really mine, or is it partially mine and it's being amplified by somebody else or something else or mass consciousness? It's a really fear really does take you down that road. Like it really interferes and permeates so much of you know, where we are and where we're going. We're going to go to our first break, though. You are listening to News of the Heart, and we are talking all about and getting to the heart of what matters about releasing and letting go and surrender and doing it in a way that feels positive and allowing what is naturally here to sort of take care of us. And I know that that might be difficult for some people, but that's exactly what we're talking about. So we'll be back. You're listening to News for the Heart. I have Jean Adrian with me and myself, Lori Houston. We'll be back shortly. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on BeMajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better? Why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with BeMajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com. Or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. We are getting the heart of what matters. We're talking about releasing, surrender, letting go. I love what you talked about, Jean, with regards to remembering. I want to come back to that because I think your three or four R's are really important. Really would like to know how the three R's became... What was it? Reading, writing, arithmetic?
Yeah, exactly.
Only one of those actually started with an R?
Yeah.
Who came up with that? Anyway, so remembering.
Obviously somebody who couldn't spell.
Yeah, went with the R's of sound. Arithmetic still doesn't start with an R. Okay, so remembering. I think remembering is really important. And I think, again, for those who didn't have a great early beginning in their life, I certainly didn't, remembering has to come from just that innocent time that you, I think I always talk about it at, you know, at Christmas time, like that innocent, magical moment when you just knew that you would, that there was magic in the world and that things were, that you were taken care of and that you just knew that everything was magical and beautiful and amazing. And maybe it was because I was a little too close to the other side and I always saw or always felt, you know, this magic at that time of the year. And I think it's my connection with elves. Anyway, remembering is really key. And if you don't have a good childhood to remember, or that innocence of then, like, just remember whatever it is that when you think of bliss, whether it's your first love or your first kiss or, you know, something that makes you remember that innocence of, well, just that innocence. I mean, we've all kind of been taken away from the innocence of life due to circumstances, due to life, due to our beliefs, due to our experiences. But we all have memories of that innocence. And if you don't, hey, maybe it's time to do a past life regression so you can get into that space, or you can get into that space before you were born, that when you came into this body and you were just so exuberant to be there, maybe it's time for you just to have that, you know, that body and awareness.
Or write a new script. Write a new script of how your life is, you know, in a way that you can be in that place. You know, start at the beginning. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Jean, and she was born into a place where everything was taken, you know, whatever.
Right.
And create for yourself a new story. You can do that. You are the creator. Each and every one of us is.
Yeah.
That's another thing we have to remember.
Yeah, I mean, we are, and whether it's, you know, a new script, I mean, the other thing with our brain is that it doesn't know the difference between what actually happened and what you're, you know, what you're imagining or what you're playing with. So do know that that is actually the case, but, you know, also you need to kind of be aware of your, you know, your beliefs and what is been, what has been holding you back so that you can sort of let those go. And again,
exactly. Or just let them go.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think that's a really huge piece of release, because the past absolutely does not exist. It's an illusion. It happened and it's gone, you know, and all there really is the present. So why are we hanging on to it anyway? Why do we feel the need to manipulate and control people from the standpoint of all the paradigms that we've experienced? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
so basically, I think what I've done over the last 2 weeks has been I've just taken an eraser and erased it. And just, you know, I've let go of all of my expectations. I've let go of all the things that I thought I needed to have. And even down to money, when I was like so hung up on money, I finally just decided, screw it. Okay. If I'm going to overdraw my bank account, I'm going to overdraw my bank account. And I've done everything that I know fiscally how to do. And there's not another single damn thing I can do. And why am I letting this eat me up? Okay, fine. I let go. And that's one of those, you know, well, fine, you know, but that's where I was.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's really important. I know that, you know, as it's usually for me, it's usually at the end of the month that I start doing it versus the beginning of the month, just looking at what do I have and what do I need to, what do I need? And, you know, there's been plenty of times where I've had to go into my, you know, my line of credit or whatever and just pull it out because that's where the money is. And, you know, but instead of just worrying about it, just doing it. And I don't know, for whatever reason, things have really shifted for me. And I'm very, you know, excited and pleased about that, because it's just so, it's been so important for me. And, you know, I think we all kind of go through our little things where we have to start, you know, looking at those areas that really have been our bugaboo, whatever it is that has been really holding us back and keeping us stuck in certain energy. And certainly, you know, like you said, Jean, like figure out, you know, is this really yours? Is this mass consciousness? Is, you know, where's it coming from? Is it the planet that have been sort of supposedly helping us to let go? Like Saturn is always there to be the taskmaster, but really he's, you know, that planet is so powerful in letting us know what's really been bothering us, and Pluto as well. I mean, these are the things that we have to be so consciously aware of, is, you know, what are the things that really push our buttons? And I don't think there's anything bigger than financial stuff. Yeah. And, you know, even the people that have more money than God, and you're wondering, why are they struggling? Like, but that's just it. Like, if you are in that mentality of greed, there is never enough. And if you are in that place of lack, you know, then you just have to be in the now, because that's the only place that we can make any type of change. But it's always a change of attitude, always.
Yeah.
You know, because there's always something. I mean, there's always something that we have that we can take that will cover our needs. And we just have to look at what that is, like, and just be okay with it and just start accepting it instead of trying to control it. And that's really what we keep trying to do.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to remember when was the pivotal moment for me in all of this process over the last 7 or 8 days. And I think that when it was, I actually did an inner speak session, a clearing on myself. And, it said that there was a belief that was stuck in my second chakra, which was blocking up my ability to create everything. And the belief was, I need someone else to lead me or to take care of me. Hmm. And so it was then where I went with that first was, you know, all of the stuff I've been doing on relationships and trying to manifest my beloved into my life. Right. And I thought to myself, wow, if that's the reason why I'm doing that, it's because at some very deep level down in, you know, in my second chakra, I think that I have to have somebody in my life to take care of me or to lead me or show me the way. Then that's all the wrong reason for trying to find a relationship. So when I cleared that belief out, then I decided to let go of looking for the beloved. Because, you know, until I have a better place, there's no point, you know, and how many other beliefs are there that I'm operating from? And I just finally decided, you know what? It's not important. It's just not important. And once I did that, then all the rest of the issues, kind of like you're talking about with your financial stuff, you know, all of a sudden everything started going away and taking care of itself.
Right.
And, you know, I think I started thinking back to alchemy and, you know, and the alchemist does, you know, experiment after experiment, trying to find the meaning of life basically and getting proof. And what I think that, you know, maybe that this lifetime we're in right now is just one alchemical experiment after another, where we're trying to turn lead into gold. Every little thing we do, every little thought we have, and every issue that we come up with, until we finally get that proof that the truth is that God and the universe just want what's the highest good for us.
And that is the truth. And, yeah, you know, we do get caught up in that. And it is fascinating that we forget. Like, I mean, we want to create things the way we think they're supposed to be. And it's just, it's not about that. And the amazing thing is when you really do let go, like when you can let go of certain things, you always get more than what you ask for. Like, you always get these beautiful surprises or these, you know, these wonderful magical moments where, you know, you just enjoy being. Like, it's always so much easier than we make it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, you know, that's part of the thing, is that it's always so much easier than what we make it.
Yeah.
But we want to manipulate things. We want to, you know, we want to tell the universe when we're ready.
Exactly. <You
know? laughs> We want to say, hey, I'm ready now. It's been too long. Let's get this going. But, you know, it may mean that there's just one other thing that is stopping us from being ready. And we in to get exactly what we want the way we it's meant to be, we can't rush those things. They're our gifts. They're the beautiful things that are supposed to be in our lives. And we just, you know, And that's when we miss certain things too, because we think that it has to come in a certain package. And I know that all the times we've been talking lately about discovering the beloved or allowing the beloved to come into our lives, we have a clear picture of what that's supposed to look like too. And really?
Yeah.
Really?
And what if, we're in this wonderful time where the amount of light flowing onto this planet is greater than we've ever scientifically been able to see before. I mean, most of that is because we haven't been able to track solar flares and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, we're being barraged every day with more and more and more light. And so what if, in order for all of this stuff to really fall into place with our beloved, that we have to, all of us have to get to this place of light. And, maybe it's supposed to happen this month. I mean, I think that there's so much going on from a standpoint of the earth receiving light during the month of July.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe we couldn't find our beloveds until we hit this right light quotient.
There's so many things. I mean, again, there's so many things that we can't see the bigger picture because we're in this picture. Like, we can't see why things happen because until we are, fully enlightened beings, or until we're on the other side, we don't know exactly what we've put in place and what the universe has put in place for us. I mean, we've made beautiful contracts, and we had this incredible plan when we came here, and we just have to let it play out. Whatever that is, wherever we get caught up, we're meant to get caught up. Wherever we've had issues, we were meant to work through those. Maybe from a place of acceptance instead of actually healing them. Who knows? I just think that we keep trying to manipulate too much of what's going on in our lives. And the law of attraction sort of gave us that opportunity to really manipulate and play and not understand that, this life, it's a dance, it's a game, it's this beautiful opportunity for us to become enlightened. It's this beautiful opportunity for us to play in this incredible planet. And we keep taking things so far to the other side. And
so seriously.
So seriously.
Yeah, I mean, that really is the only reason why we're here.
Yeah.
Is to play in this
beautiful garden.
Yeah, yeah. And experience everything that it's possible to experience, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And I mean, look at how our world... Look at how our world has changed since we were kids. I mean, we'd never be able to have this conversation. We'd never even know each other.
Right.
Like, it's amazing that that technology and, how things have grown and developed. I mean, we can get connected with people halfway across the world and really have a relationship. Or, it makes me think of this movie, and I don't know if you've seen it, but it's called Her. And
no,
it's
I haven't even heard of it.
It's very fascinating. One of the Phoenix brother that's still alive is in it. He's the main character, and the voice is Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's an operating system, and this operating system becomes very developed. Like very conscious, and it's fascinating. I mean, it's
like
fascinating. It's fascinating on the consciousness level, but it's also fascinating because they actually develop a relationship. And I think, if I had all of my emotional needs met, if I had all my emotional and spiritual needs met, would I need a physical? And it just made me start thinking about that. But I mean, these are things that we have a completely different world right now. We have a world where we can develop relationships, and it's, there's that also creates the opportunity for fraud and all sorts of lovely things that are out there. But, we have this opportunity and we limit ourselves by maintaining certain beliefs and by trying to manipulate them into the way we want them. So I'm always amazed at how life changes, how we can change, and how if we let go of this need to create it in the way we want it to create it, I think that life would be so different.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I am trying to stay in that release place moment by moment by moment. I'm really, I've given up.
No, you've let go.
Yeah.
Don't say you've given up.
Well, all of that, you know?
Yeah, I think I really feel that we've all grown so much in this last, I even think, 6 months.
I was just going to say 6 months, yes.
It's been such a challenging beginning of this year. Like, it's been so many things were keeping us in a certain place. And I do believe they were doing that to help us grow, to help us release, to help us let go. But it's been a really fascinating journey. And I think if we can, you know, if we stop trying to go to the end of the journey and just enjoy the journey and stop taking things so seriously, I really, really honestly believe that, you know, life is so much better than we have been stuck in. And I really think that from this day forward, like from this month forward, things are really going to change for us. And if we still have some things that we're holding on to, that's okay, because we're meant to. But, you know, this is our opportunity. These are the changes that are happening, and we get to take this and move into this next level. We're going to go to our next break. You are listening to News for the Heart. We are getting to the heart of what matters with regards to releasing and letting go and surrendering. And you are listening with Jean Adrian. If you want more information about Jean, go to her website, jeanadrian.com. And actually, you know, I think we're still doing our special. So if you want to take advantage of a half hour special with myself and Jean does the clearing. I do the intuitive aspect. It's a great special to take advantage of. It's only $75. We don't do half hour sessions with anybody except for those who are listening. So take advantage of that. Get in touch with us and we will hook you up. All right. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Lori Houston, and I have a great show on BeMajor.org called News for the Heart. I'm an intuitive counselor, coach, and teacher with professional qualifications and certifications, as well as natural clairsentient and claircognizant abilities. I've been on my spiritual path for over 20 years, and during that time have acquired through extensive studies, teachings, and sacred texts over 30 different healing modalities, which are continuously being added to as life is an ongoing journey. My passion is on relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that is blocking you, and awakening consciousness as we become more heart-centered. You can find out more about me at my website, intuitivesoul.com, or call me at my toll-free number, 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685, and I'd be honored to connect with you. Let's get to the heart of what matters. Do you want to become more empowered, connected with your core, guided by your heart and soul's purpose, be more balanced, and have more mindfulness? Are you searching for the answers, wanting to understand your relationships better, why your intimate relationships, friends, family, and even work colleagues can impact your quality of life? How your relationships interfere with your business, career opportunities, and even starting your own business? I'm Lori Houston. I have a free weekly advice column with BeMajor.org called Heart Lessons. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggle that keep us from awakening to our true essence. You can send me your questions or for more personal guidance, contact me at intuitivesoul.com or call me at my toll-free number 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 1-855-444-7685. And let's get to the heart of what matters to see your heart lessons.
Want to know where you can hear Lori Houston's News for the Heart? Well, that's easy. You can tune in to Lori via Clear Channel's iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at bmajor.org. Now, back to Lori Houston and News from the Heart.
And welcome back. This is News for the Heart. We have been getting to the heart of what matters about releasing, letting go, surrendering, let go, let God. We've been talking about it all. We've gone from every little aspect of this. And I think now we are going to go into, you know, some of the ways that we can really do this and you know, actually take part and really let go of some of this angst that we hold on to. So welcome back. This is Lori Houston. I have Jean Adrian with us. Jean will be back. Let's see. You will be back in 2 weeks, which is the 21st for the live broadcast if you want to take part in that. Otherwise, you will listen to the taping on the 25th. Okay. So let's talk about, you know, ways we can do this. I mean, obviously, I love audios. Like, I love listening to like visual meditations that just Ooh. Allow me to let go. Or I love listening to music. Music is a great tool to just, especially if it's something you really like, and you just blast it and you just sing along, or you just like allow yourself to let go. But I mean, we have to find these ways of really Absolutely. Letting go. I think meditation's amazing. I'm not so great in just being quiet during meditation. I mean, I can because I spend so much time alone anyway that I have a lot of time to, you know, contemplate my thoughts. But if I was to go for meditation, I just really enjoy guided meditations.
Yeah. You know, another thing, you were talking before the break about really staying in the present moment. Mm. And, you know, I just have to say, getting back to that childlike space, you know, children are completely in the present moment. You know, they play hard, they rest hard, they play hard again, they stop and eat maybe, they rest hard again. And if we can remember to stay in our life like a little child, and it's almost like, you know, when you go on vacation and you take pictures,
right?
Little snapshots of things. Well, so I would offer, because my best tool for letting go is journaling. Mm. So I would offer that rather than taking pictures, which sort of takes you out of the moment, is that when, you know, when you're in the moment and you have one of those ahas, write it down. So you don't forget it.
Right. I think that's very powerful. I love writing. It makes me think, I got somebody had posted on one of my blogs about how much work it must take to do all my blogs. I'm like, yeah. And they said, well, go to this site and you can get free blogs. And I'm like, why would I do that?
Yeah, really.
This is actually very therapeutic. It's fun for me. I enjoy it. And I actually want to do this.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's not the same for me to do it online as it is to write it out longhand mm-hmm. in my journal with a purple pen.
Ah, wow. You're even specific.
I'm very specific. Yes. Sometimes it's a green pen, but right now it happens to be a purple pen.
Well, I do like
blue,
purple.
Rarely black.
There is something about writing it out as well. I do agree, although I have to say that the last few times, it's funny because if I do it on my BlackBerry, it's kind of, for me, it's kind of like writing it out because I'm thinking about it much more than if I do it on my laptop where I can quickly type away and, you know, do it very quickly. But it's funny. I agree. I think it's much better to do, to write it out. And just lately I just haven't been, but I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else? So meditation, walks to me. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like being really present by me, you know, going out into nature and going for a walk and seeing the lake. For me, water is hugely important. I don't know if I could live somewhere where there wasn't like water within a 2 or 3 minute walk. And I know that can't happen everywhere. So, and I know you're on a mountain, which would be incredibly beautiful. But for me, I need to have the water. So when I walk, I'm
well,
always
the water's
by the
at the
water.
Bottom of the hill.
Oh, really?
There's a river at the bottom of the hill. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm close to it. Nice. And where I am now in Florida, it's flooding. I think that maybe we're going to have to build Noah's Ark in the backyard because it's raining so hard. So
on the mountain? Like it's not going down? You're still flooding?
No, I'm not. On the mountain. I'm in Florida and it's very flat here.
Right. Yeah, you're not where you normally are.
No, I'm not. But yeah, you know, so, and this thing about nature, one of the other pieces of it is the grounding that really helps to pull you into the present moment is grounding yourself, doing that intentionally. And if you have difficulty with it, walking barefoot in the grass, especially wet grass, is really, really good for doing that. But, you know, you don't have to go outside and do that to ground. You can just do it with your intentions. You can be sitting in your chair meditating or in the lotus position or whatever, and you can extend your grounding cords down into the earth just like the roots of a tree.
Right. I think that that's a very powerful meditation to do to make sure that you are grounded. I definitely agree that walking outside and barefoot, me again, I would prefer if it's a nice day to be walking in the sand in the water.
Yeah, that's fine. That works too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I mean, we all have our little preferences. There's something to me about the water that is just so purifying as well as grounding. It's good at clearing. They say that, you know, if you go in the water, nothing can come in with you. So if you have concerns about things being attached to you, just go for a swim and then don't come out in the same place. try and find a different place to come out, and because while you're immersed in water, and especially if it's salt water, if it's the sea or the ocean, there's nothing that can happen. Now, I happen to be at a freshwater lake, which is completely different, but it's still the same in that nothing can come in the water with you, right. Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So these are all really good tools here's a good one.
Ooh.
Yeah. I almost forgotten. It's one of the best ones is gratitude. Ah. Gratitude pulls you into the present moment. So, at least once a day, and I call this my gratitude journal, but in my journal, I put 5 things that I'm grateful for every day. And that pulls you into the present moment.
It really does. If you are at that place where it's not just, something that is, something that you do every day, but that actually, and I get that you do it every day. But that you come from that place of total gratitude. Like you really, truly feel it, believe it, know it, taste it. Like that everything, like all of your emotions, all of your senses are with that it's a really true gratitude. Because I think a lot of people, it's just an exercise and they do it, but they don't have the feeling, they don't have the emotions, they don't have the love, they don't have their senses, they don't taste it, feel it. You know what I mean? Like it has to be more than just an exercise. I think that's also when people do affirmations and stuff. Sometimes it's just an exercise and there's no energy in an exercise. It's just like, you know, the saying prayers. Like it has to involve more than just your thoughts and your head. You have to really get into it. Like you have to feel it and taste it and get excited about it and have, you know, an emotional charge with it rather than just an exercise.
Yeah, a rote recitation doesn't cut it. But, you know, there's a time and a place where, you know, if you are, you know, in the pits, you know, and you're wallowing in it, if you can just find one thing that you can be grateful for, it'll start you back on the path of coming into the now and getting out of the abyss.
Yes. No, I agree. I totally agree. Gratitude is definitely one of those areas that, probably don't do enough of, but I know that.
Well, I think really most of us don't, you
know? Yeah, and it is very powerful. When I do it, it is very powerful. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, just find your way. Like, find the thing that works for you and just play, like, dance. Like, think of your life not as this struggle, as this thing that's like, you know, weight on your shoulders. Find something to allow yourself to just really enjoy and have fun and stop it being so serious and stop it being so heavy and just, you know, see it as a dance and choreograph your own dance. Don't even make it a dance that's already been choreographed. Like, you just play and just,
yeah, find yourself a baby to play with. That really
don't take
works.
Any babies. Don't go and take anybody's babies.
No, within the limit of the law, you know. But yeah, a baby's a great thing to pull you into the present moment.
Or go to a playground without mm-hmm. being creepy.
Yeah, and just watch the kids
because they're so
from a distance.
Yeah.
Pants zipped.
But it's true. Like, if you can watch children, I mean, they, you know, they are so great at releasing things. Like, they can be angry and 2 seconds later, you know, once they've expressed it or once they've gotten the like their little temper tantrum out, like, they can be in a completely different place. Like, it's they're amazing to watch. Like, children are incredible to watch because they're so in the now. And they don't have to, they don't worry about finances and they don't worry about, well, some may have to, but in most cases, I would say 99% of, you know, they're not worrying about the little things. They're just out and playing and in the moment.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with little animals. I mean, go to your local humane society and volunteer and play with the puppies. Mm-hmm.
Or cats,
yeah, same thing. Yeah,
well,
volunteering is another wonderful way to pull yourself into the present moment. It will get your mind off your own misery and allow you to focus on something outside yourself and give of yourself from your heart.
Right. And volunteering, you know, again, it, you know, and if you don't want to volunteer, you don't think you have the time, you don't know where, it's too far away, you know, then get yourself a pet, because there is nothing more precious than having a pet. Right. Because, you know, just the petting, like the endorphins that you get from, you know, we spend too much time alone, especially now with the internet. We can spend all of our time alone, but we're not getting those essential, like that touch and feel thing happening. Get yourself a pet, like, just feel through that, like, just enjoy, and yeah, don't get one that's going to be too much work or too difficult that takes you out of the joy. But yeah, you know, it's amazing. We can do all sorts of things to get ourselves one in the moment, get ourselves present, get ourselves grounded. Grounding is really key. We kind of forget that we're not supposed to be up in the air all the time, because we a lot of people associate spirituality with being out of their body. and we really need to be present in our body to be in the now. So grounding, so much, so important.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what were your three or four things again? It was releasing, remembering.
Releasing, rejoicing,
relaxing. That's it.
Relaxing. That's another one. Yeah. I should have written them down, huh?
Yeah.
Where's the journal when you need it?
There you go. So just, yeah, get yourself in those places, get yourself in that state of releasing and remembering your innocence and rejoicing and playing and just get yourself to that place. And whatever way you can do it, just make it a priority. It could be watching a funny movie, a comedy that helps you get into that moment. But whatever it is, do that. You've been listening to News for the Heart. We've been getting to the heart of what matters with regards to releasing and letting go and surrendering. And you've been listening with Jean Adrian. You can find out more about Jean if you go to her website, jeanadrian.com. Also, take advantage of our special. Call me on my toll-free number, which is 1-855-444-SOUL. That's 855-444-7685. Or you can go to either of our websites, use the contact, and contact us through that, and we would love to assist you. All right, Jean, looking forward to our next show.
Absolutely. So make it the reality you desire, y'all.
All right. Take care. Love you.
Bye.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.